भूतात्मान भूत भावना त्रहीना शरणं पान्नाम त्रैलोक्यादहनद् विषाद्। प्लीज चैंट। श्री प्रजापताय उच्चुः। द प्रजापति सेड देवदेवा ओ लॉर्ड महादेव बेस्ट ऑफ डेमिगॉड्स बेस्ट ऑफ द डेमिगॉड्स महादेवा ओ ग्रेट डेमिगॉड बुद्ध आत्मन O life and soul of everyone in this world. Bhuta Bhavana. O cause of the happiness and flourishing of all of them. Trahi. Deliver. Naha. Os. Sarana Apannam. Who have taken shelter at your lotus feet. Trailokya of the three worlds. Dahanat, which is causing the burning. Visat, from this poison. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Prajapatis said, O greatest of all demigods, Mahadev, super soul of all living entities, and cause of their happiness and prosperity, we have come to the shelter of your lotus feet. Now please save us from this fiery poison which is spreading all over the three worlds. Purport. Since Lord Shiva is in charge of annihilation, why should he be approached for protection, which is given by Lord Vishnu? Lord Brahma creates and Lord Shiva annihilates, but both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva are incarnations of Lord Vishnu and are known as Shaktiavesh avatars. They are endowed with a special power like that of Lord Vishnu, who is actually all-pervading in their activities. Therefore, whenever prayers for protection are offered to Lord Shiva, actually Lord Vishnu is indicated. For otherwise, Lord Shiva is meant for destruction. Lord Shiva is one of the Ishwaras, or the controllers known as Shaktiavesh avatars. Therefore, he can be addressed as having the qualities of Lord Vishnu. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Ummilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishupadaya Krishnapasaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyate Adeshatarine Vanchakalpataruvyasha Kripasinduvyaiva Cha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. I read the translation again. The Prajapati said, O greatest of all demigods, Mahadev, super soul of all living entities and cause of their happiness and prosperity, we have come to the shelter of your lotus feet. Now please save us from this fiery poison which is spreading all over the three worlds. So Prabhupada brings the question, and that Lord Shiva in this material creation is a personality who is in charge of the destruction of the universe. So we have these three Ishwaras in the universe. They're called Guna avatars. We have Lord Brahma, who is in charge of the creation and also governs the mode of nature, the passion mode of nature, Rajagun. And then we have Lord Vishnu, who maintains, and he is in charge of the mode of goodness, Satyagun and Sattvagun. And then we have Lord Shiva, who is in charge of the destruction of the universe, and he is in charge of the Tamagun, the mode of ignorance. So if you go to prayer for protection, protection is always provided by Lord Vishnu, who is the maintainer. So it's like you have, you know, these three very, very clear departments in the whole, universal structure, and then you go to the wrong department to ask for a particular, service. You know, sometimes you do that when you're trying to get something through the telephone to some company. You know, almost all the time they tell you, oh no, this is not the right department. They send you to another department, so you have to start again. So the question is, the department of protection, of maintenance, is given by Lord Vishnu. Then why going to Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva is in charge of the destruction. And Prabhupada gives the answer. Basically, is like Lord Shiva, he can take the prayers as a representative of Lord Vishnu. So it's almost like those prayers are passed from Lord Shiva to Lord Vishnu, and that's a standard procedure in the whole spiritual hierarchy, that for those living entities in this world who seek protection, they can always receive that procession by approaching a representative of the personality of Godhead. And that prayer is passed in that manner, in general, through the disciplic succession, all the way to Lord Vishnu. We do that when we worship the deities. We first start with prayers to the spiritual master, who is, and then we proceed to give prayers to the Param Guru, or the spiritual master of your spiritual master. So you offer first, the offering is first, say if you're offering a lamp, you offer to your guru, and there is a prayer for that. And then you offer to your Param Guru, Srila Prabhupada in my case, and then you offer a prayer for that. And then you start to offering to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and so on. You go to Lord Krishna. And it is explained that those that basically that offering your spiritual master offer to his spiritual master and his spiritual master, and it goes all the way to Krishna. So that's how it reaches. So Prabhupada makes that clear. There's another point that last class, yesterday by Gokulananda Prabhu, he was explaining that it may cause some confusion, you know, that right now the way the demigods are addressing Lord Shiva, and there will be further prayers, and they're addressing Lord Shiva as a super soul, as the cause of all happiness and prosperity. And then I think tomorrow's verse also is a similar. You're the cause of bondage and liberation of the entire universe because you are its ruler. So and so on. So this type of address to Lord Shiva may cause some confusion. Oh, here it is. So Lord Shiva is also supreme. Like that. Super soul. So who has the super soul? Is Lord Shiva, you know, the super soul? Krishna claims, you know, he is the super soul. And is it that the demigods don't have the information properly and addressing Lord Shiva as a super soul? Or is it Lord Shiva the super soul as well as Lord Vishnu? Is it that Lord Shiva is a super soul in some living entities, maybe the demigods, and Lord Krishna is a super soul in some other living entities? I don't know. You know, it can cause confusion. So, in general, well, the clear understanding is Lord Vishnu is a super soul. Now the question is, why addressing Lord Shiva as a super soul? And as also a standard, as a representative of Krishna, it's like when you send a representative of the king or a representative of the president, you know, how you call the persons who go to another country, the ambassador. You send an ambassador to another country and then he's received with the same honors and the same titles of the president, because he's representing the president, he's representing a whole country. So he is addressed with that honor, same honor. But obviously, the ambassador cannot think himself to be the king or the president. It will be a disqualifier. So it is appropriate that a representative of the personality of Godhead is being addressed in such manner. We do that. We pray to Srila Prabhupada. How's it go? Evejas kus tribubana. Aha prabhu koro doya. Aha prabhu koro doya. Deho mode parachaya. Evejasa kusu tribubana. That, and before that, the prayer before that is Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. So we address the spiritual master in the same way that we address Krishna. We say, Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. That's a prayer to Lord Krishna. Hey Krishna, oh Krishna Karuna Sindhu, you're an ocean of mercy. Dina Bandhu, you're very inclined and you're the friend of the Dina Bandhu is the poor or the, you know, the despondent, like that. Dina Bandhu Jagatpate. And then we address Srila Prabhupada, we pray to Srila Prabhupada. How's it go? Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. No. What is here? Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu Adamaja Narabandhu. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu. Sri Guru Karuna Sindhu, you're an ocean of mercy. My spiritual master is an ocean of mercy, friend of the poor and Lord and master of the devotees. Very similar prayer. You know, I'm taking shelter of you. And then, please give us shelter at your lotus feet. And here we go. O greatest of the demigods, Mahadev, super soul of all living entities, cause of all their happiness and prosperity, we have come to the shelter of your lotus feet. And then we address Srila Prabhupada, you know, Eve Yasha Kushu Tribhubana, your famous prayer all over the three worlds. We take shelter of your lotus feet. So it is appropriate to address the representative of Krishna in such a way, especially for those who are searching for the shelter, the protection of Krishna. We take protection, we take shelter of those who are at the shelter of Lord Krishna. It is explained that those who are at the shelter of Lord Krishna, they are situated fully at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you know, when we pray to Srila Prabhupada, the pranam mantra of Srila Prabhupada is Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. You are always situated at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And you're very dear to Lord Vishnu. Therefore, I offer my obeisances, O spiritual master. So, the lotus feet of the Lord is considered like the perfect, great vehicle or boat. It's like considered like a boat that allows one to cross with no difficulty the ocean of material existence. In fact, it's a mystical boat that once you step in, it doesn't even have to travel through an ocean, a gigantic ocean. It's the ocean becomes shrink into just the water contained into the hoof print of a calf. Like that. So one seeks the shelter of those who are at the shelter, at the lotus feet of the Lord. And therefore, when we seek the shelter of those who are at that shelter, obviously we're given the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is the principle. And that's how we understand the demigods taking shelter of Lord Shiva, and it's quite appropriate that Lord Shiva is being addressed in such a way. Now, the question of the super soul, it is explained that those who represent Krishna, they actually also they in very close connection with the super soul in each living entity. So therefore the representatives of Krishnas are extensions of the Cheta Guru. The Cheta Guru is the super soul. So then it is explained that those who are representatives of Krishna, they also are able to know the heart of those conditioned souls that are approaching for shelter because of that connection with the super soul. So they're as good as the super soul. There is a via media by which the super soul actually communicates with the living entity. The super soul is giving instructions constantly, but we are so disconnected that we cannot ascertain when is the super soul speaking or when is my mind just speaking. So we don't have the right tuning. It's all fuzzy with the super soul channel. So, but the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna, he is. So therefore, when the spiritual master speaks and gives instruction, that is as good as the instructions given by the super soul. And is perfectly controlled. So this, the representative, the spiritual master, is as good as the super soul. And then, you know, all these titles, all this this way that the representative is addressed is quite appropriate. Shaksha daritvena chamasta shastra ukta tathas babhyata eva shadbi. That the spiritual master, because it's a representative of Krishna, is as good as Krishna. So Prabhupada explained here, therefore he can be addressed as having the qualities of Lord Vishnu. So daritvena is that he has he is endowed with those qualities, the qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is empowered to act like that. So that's the position. And we cannot be confused that, like yesterday we were discussing in Gokulananda's class, he brought it out. And also you know, just thinking at past that comment, but you know, it just struck me that, you know, I mention it again because I think it's relevant understanding, or at least, you know, trying to picture this great pastime in which the position of supremacy of Lord Vishnu, it was is very clear in the pastime. Because, you know, just as Gokulananda Prabhu was mentioning yesterday, so many obstacles and difficulties were coming along this pastime, and in all situations the savior and the one who actually resolve all those problems was Lord Vishnu. And so you can understand that the position of the demigods and the position of the demons in regard of Lord Vishnu was very clearly depicted. It was very, you know, experienced. The demigods, they do accept Lord Vishnu as supreme. The demons don't. But in this case, the demons just have to accept it, because Lord Vishnu was rescuing them, you know, together. So in so many instances, these big problems, you know, come. First is, how in the world they going to bring Mandara Mountain into the ocean to be able to churn? You know, Vasuki was there, the demigods were there, the demons were there, and then you're supposed to bring this gigantic mountain. And then when it comes, Lord Vishnu, like anything, Garuda takes the mountain, puts it in his back. Lord Vishnu, you know, carries the mountain with Garuda into the ocean of milk. First thing. They couldn't do that. So now you have the gigantic mountain, and in they trying to hold the mountain, and you know, and trying to keep it floating by the strength, but it was so heavy that it started to sink. Some of them get crushed, you know, they couldn't hold it. Then it comes Lord Vishnu in the form of Kurma and brings the mountain back like anything. Now you have this mountain, you know, like you can keep it in one place, it's wobbling. Then it comes Lord Vishnu and sits in the top of the mountain and hold it with one hand, and you know, now the thing is all balanced. So Lord Kurma in the bottom, Lord Vishnu in the top holding, and now the demigods feel all like, and the demons, okay, now we can start. Then they start to get, you know, they churning and churning and churning and churning and churning. Nothing happens. And they're working very hard. And then, you know, they're starting to get extremely tired, you know, and this dejected, because nothing is happening, so much labor and nothing is happening. And then Vasuki gets all excited and start to, you know, throw some fire, and everybody's getting burned, you know, that they're starting with the demons, they're getting, you know, all black and burned. And even the demigods in the back, in the tail, they were also getting affected, getting all black, and you know, you can imagine all this smoke and things like that. And then Lord Vishnu, poof, okay, let it rain. So rain started to come, you know, they get relief. Some nice winds comes and, you know, hit them with the ocean, you know, milk like that. So they get relief, but they're extremely tired. They cannot do anymore. Okay, so then Lord Vishnu comes and do it himself. Churn the thing so hard, that's when the poison start to come. So the poison start to come, and I mean, you can imagine. I mean, this is demigods, and it's like, you know, children games. You know, the children are getting tired, so the adult come and then, you know, start to do the thing, you know, to, you know, make it happen. You know, encourage them. Okay, you know, we pull here. The parents, you pull, you know, and get involved in this game. And the kids, you know, get all happy, and yes, 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 we're doing it, you know, it's happening. So it's happening, and the ocean is getting churned, you know, and something is starting to come out. But what it comes out is this heavy duty poison, that is just the fumes of the poison just burns. And so naturally, throughout all this, who was the big personality? Lord Vishnu. So that's what I'm saying. The natural thing, I mean, if you get accustomed to big problem first, okay, who's going to solve it? Oh, Lord Vishnu is solving it. Second big problem, oh, how are we going to do? Oh, it's Lord Vishnu who did it.
Third big problem.
Oh, ah yeah, Lord Vishnu.
Next big problem.
Lord Vishnu?
Yeah, Lord Vishnu then. Another big problem.
Lord Vishnu.
And then, you know, naturally everybody's turning to Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu goes, yes, Lord Shiva. We take shelter of your Lord Shiva. So, you know, he leads them to Lord Shiva. Now, some person may say, oh, Lord Vishnu needs to take shelter of Lord Shiva because, you know, Lord Shiva only can protect him on that. That doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. That's what we have, you know, when we receive the Bhagavatam, we're given the Bhagavatam in the context, you know, the big context, you know. So, of understanding the supremacy of Lord Vishnu. So, that's the situation. Lord Shiva becomes Lord Vishnu's representative and is able to give full shelter to anyone who approaches. And like with all great personalities, Lord Shiva, he will reciprocate accordingly. So if you approach Lord Shiva for, you know, with the sincere prayer of trying to receive his full shelter, not with a ulterior motive, like, you know, demons approaches Lord Shiva for some material benefit, like Ravana did, that he worshipped Lord Shiva to receive, you know, such amazing powers to rule the whole universe, then unlike if we approach Lord Shiva for shelter, for a spiritual shelter, Lord Shiva will give you Lord Vishnu. And that was the case of the sons of Prachinivarya, the Prachetas. The Prachetas were sent by his father to perform austerities, and they were so obedient and so good at following the instructions of their authorities that Lord Shiva became attracted, and they, you know, he appeared in front of them, and then they surrendered to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva gave him, you know, a mantra to meditate. He initiated them. In the mantra was Om Narayan Namaha. He gave him, you know, a Narayan mantra, Lord Narayan's mantra. So that's the position of Lord Shiva, and that's how we understand him as the greatest devotee. Any comment or questions? Jordan Prue.
It seems like there's a difference between, like, our prayer to Srila Prabhupada or to other devotees. We don't call them super soul. Like, this is directly say, at least Prabhupada's purport or his translation said super soul. The actual Sanskrit didn't say super soul, but Prabhupada said super soul. But I guess the point is that there seems to be, there is a difference between Lord Shiva and just any other representative of the Lord.
Yeah, although in the translation, word by word, Prabhupada translated as all life and soul of everyone in this world. Buddha Atman. Buddha Atman. All life and soul of everyone in this world. Yeah, because
again, we're not addressing Lord Shiva as, you know, Shirodakshai Vishnu, the super soul. That's the way I understand it is you're addressing just as, you know, Shakshadarit Vena Chamasta Shastra. The scriptures say that Krishna's representative is as good as Krishna. So, you know, they're as far as we are concerned, we treat it in the same way that we treat Krishna, the representative. So, you know, from that perspective, Prabhupada said here, he says, therefore, whenever prayers for protections are offered to Lord Shiva, O Super Soul, is actually Lord Vishnu is indicated. So in reality, the Super Soul that we're talking there is Lord Vishnu. He's just representing Lord Vishnu. So, you know, the minister, or the how you call the person, the ambassador may call, you know, United States of America, you know, something like that. You're representing basically that. So that's the way I understand it. You know, he's not being addressed. The title Super Soul indicates Lord Vishnu. He's just representing Lord Vishnu.
The point, I guess, that I'm making is that equally as important as not seeing Shiva as equal as Vishnu, it's also equally as important not to see him also as just an ordinary demigod or an ordinary living entity.
It's not. In fact,
to keep that balance between his own tattva. And that sparks another question is we see he's called a demigod oftentimes, but he's not really a demigod. He's more than just a demigod.
Well, he's the greatest of all demigods. That was his address as Mahadev. That's a title for Lord Shiva. You know, that's one of his name, Mahadev. Mahadev is the greatest of all demigods. So, he's the greatest because he's unique. It's not, Lord Brahma is not addressed as Mahadev. You know. So Lord Shiva is in that unique position. But he's the demigod, as far as I understand, is the position of the controllers of the universe, of the material creation, that, you know, take charge of different aspects of the material, you know, activities like that. And it makes a difference between, you know, the god and the demigods, you know. There is a difference. So Lord Shiva is, you know, Deva Deva Mahadeva Mahadeva Mahadeva, great, the greatest of the demigods. But he's not even in the same ballpark. It's not even that, you know, Indra can really, you know, work very hard and become, you know, come to the position of Lord Shiva. Gokulananda was also mentioned yesterday. They can remember the five the living entities, the of the 64 qualities of Krishna, 60 are possessed, 64 are uniquely only Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram. 60 is Lord Vishnu. 55 is Lord Shiva.
and 50 is a living entity. So those five that Lord Shiva has that no living entity, including Lord Brahma, has, I can remember. Let me see if I can find it quickly here. Sorry, you know that I was not prepared for this class. Qualities of the Lord. Okay. Okay. Should I read all of them? What time is now? 23. No, this is okay. Not read all of them. Okay. So 50 of the 64 are by the living entities. I give you an example. I don't read all of them, but you know, some of them. A genius, highly intelligent, highly learned, fluent, pure, self-control, steadfast, forbearing, forgiving, grave, self-satisfied, possessing of equilibrium, magnanimous, religious, heroic, compassionate, respectful, gentle, liberal, shy, the protector of surrendered souls, happy, popular, all famous, partial to the devotees, very attractive to all women, all worshipable, all opulent, all honorable, the supreme controller. Those are 50. The last one is the supreme controller. Now, Lord Shiva. These are qualities that Lord Brahma can have. Lord Shiva has, Lord Vishnu has, and Lord Krishna has. But Lord Shiva comes up to 55. He's chainless. So he mentioned it yesterday that the poles of demigods can change. Someone, you know, you remember the previous chapters, that the beginning of this seventh chapter, there was explanation of in different Manvantaras, there's a different sets of Lord Indras and like that. So the living entities are constantly changing. Lord Shiva doesn't change. He's always Lord Shiva. All cognizant. So meaning that he's able to can actually understand not just what's happened, you know, in his, you know, what is conscious, but he can understand everything. He can understand what you're thinking and like that. So it's like the super soul, the cognizant part. That's why it sort of applies. All cognizant. Ever fresh. Sachit Ananda. So his body is Sachit Ananda. Whew. Wow. Sachit Ananda. So it means that he doesn't have a material body. That's why he's chainless. And possessing all mystic perfections. So now you can see that is quite a difference. Now, the following five, Lord Shiva doesn't possess, Lord Vishnu possess. So Lord Vishnu has inconceivable potencies. Uncountable universe generate from his body. He is the original source of all incarnations. He is the giver of salvation to the enemies whom he kills. He is the attractor of liberated souls. So that's when, you know, living entities comes to Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva passed them to Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan is the worshipable deity of Lord Shiva. Shankarshan is explained that Lord Shiva meditates on. And then the following four
Lord Vishnu doesn't possess, and Lord Krishna possesses, and also Lord Balaram. He is the performer of wonderful varieties of pastimes, especially his childhood pastimes. So Lord Vishnu doesn't have childhood pastimes, and all kinds of varieties of pastimes. He is surrounded by devotees endowed with wonderful love of Godhead. He attracts the living entities all over the universe by playing his flute. And he has a wonderful, excellent beauty which cannot be rivaled anywhere in the creation. So those are Lord Krishna. All right? Any other question? Okay, thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.